Locals Only with Johnny Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova playing seriously addictive music. It's Sunday evening and this is Locals Only. Paul Moriarty on duty, filling in for Johnny Bow this week. Trying to remember, it's been so long since I've done this show. I apologise in advance, lads, all right? I'm very sorry. It's been a little while, but we'll get there. On the way in just a little while, we're going to be chatting to Fan Club, who are going to do a song for us. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. But first, all the way from Bray, we're joined in studio this evening by Watch the Sky. We've got Jody, we've got Joe, the super sub for Declan this evening. We've got Dylan and we've got Ken in studio. Good evening, gents.
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm very much in unison there. That was an excellent start. Listen, welcome along to Locals Only. Good to have you with us. And you're going to be playing in just a little while some music for us. You've also got a single coming out as well. But first, Jody, maybe your first time here with us in Nova. So welcome.
Thanks, man.
And tell us a little bit about the band, how you got together and what the background is.
Dylan, Kenneth and I have sort of always played in bands together growing up, since we were about 14. And then I know Declan from college, I saw him wearing a t-shirt of a band I like, and I was like, it's a good band, man. And he was like, yeah, I play guitar as well. And it just fell together that way.
And the rest is history.
In college, and I was like, Kenneth, do you want to play drums in this band now? And Dylan, do you want to play bass in this band now? We joined that way.
And I suppose, as Watch the Sky, how long are you playing together?
About a year and a half now. We have an EP that came out pretty much as soon as we started. So that's pretty rough. It was the early days. Some pretty rough songs on that, yeah.
Got to start somewhere, though. And you mentioned that you've been playing, obviously, for quite a long time. So through, I suppose, the secondary school years up into college and that sort of thing. What kind of things were you doing at that stage?
Played a lot of metal. And then we did a Taylor Swift cover gig for charity together.
Yeah, that's where I came into the band. They were stuck for a bassist.
For a Taylor Swift cover band,
yeah. Right. So I thought, well, I haven't played in the band for a while, so why not? And then it kind of went well, and so we decided, yeah, we'll all play together.
As well as it can go. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Taylor Swift cover band with four lads.
I'm sure, yeah.
It was for charity, though, and it turned out well, so you can't feel bad about that, do you know
what I mean? Oh, absolutely. No, it's very good to know. I was about to ask that very standard question of who your influence is, but clearly we know at this stage. But no, seriously, in terms of music growing up particularly, you know, what would you have been listening to?
Listened to a lot of Guns N' Roses growing up, and then got into the heavier side of metal. And then it kind of came out of the heavier side of metal and got really light and then back into it now. But yeah, I mean, we've all listened to metal and rock growing up, you know.
Dylan, what about yourself?
Yeah, kind of similar to Jody. Like, I started off listening to Metallica and then sort of, like, well, heavier stuff like Slipknot and stuff. And then into even more heavier stuff, like a lot of death metal and then kind of into power metal, a lot of metal. But then I always really liked rock and pop punk and quite like a wide variety of things as well. Mm. And so we like to think that we bring a lot of influence from that into our music now, but it's still pretty standard, just rock, which is good, because it's something we all enjoy.
It is. Ken, what from your point of view, you know, that first CD or that first tape that you got all those years ago?
It would definitely be in Blink-182.
Oh, right.
Take Off Mask and Jacket. That was just that one album, like, I'd leave it on repeat constantly. Yeah. Like, I'm complete pop punk.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, that's my main influence on drumming and everything, just complete pop punk kind of drummer. And then, like, I moved on to like kind of metal kind of bands, and then like A Day to Remember and stuff like that, just real like drum influenced bands that I'd mainly my main passion to listen to.
Very good. So at the moment, we mentioned that Joe is the super sub for Declan. You've done a little bit of recording. You've got the single, which we're going to play a little bit later on, which is All I Know. But you're going to do a song live for us now as well. What have you got?
It's called Late Nights and Bright Lights. It's off our first EP, but it's a bit reworked, so it's not as rough as it's on the first EP.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. Okay, we're looking forward to this. We are chatting to Watch the Sky from Bray here on Locals Only from Radio Nova, and this is Late Nights and Bright Lights.
trying to think how I can fix this. It's just right here in front of me, and I don't have much time left. There's another round, so don't count me out. I'll show you what I can do before it all comes to. I don't know if you notice, I put my heart in this. Can you not see it there? I tried so hard to make this work, but I'm not sure that I can. Give it all and hope it shows. I don't take this for granted. There's another round, so don't count me out. I'll show you what I can do before it all comes to. I don't know if you know. Open my heart in this. Can you not see it there? I don't know if you notice. It'll take some time to get over it. If it doesn't turn out well, I don't wanna mess it up. If you notice, I put my heart in this. Can you not see it there? I don't know if you notice, I put my heart in this. Can you not see it there? I don't know if you notice, I put my heart in this. Can you not see it there? I don't know if you notice. It'll take some time to get over it. If it doesn't turn out well,
Radio Nova on Locals Only, it's Watch the Sky, and that's Late Nights and Bright Lights. Don't forget, coming up in just a little while, we'll have Roisin Dwyer from Hot Press with the Pick of the Week. And if you'd like to appear here on Locals Only, all you need to do is email in an MP3 and some details to Johnny Bow, who's generally here. It's johnb@nova.ie. Now, Watch the Sky, Dylan, you mentioned that you have recently recorded a video for your single.
We have, yeah. It was released last month, and yeah, it was a great, great experience to record. And just the whole experience of it was so much fun.
Yeah.
The setting is just us playing, which is kind of really encapsulates everything that we do.
Yeah.
You know, we just us having a good time, a really good setting. It was really good fun. The lads who recorded it for us were great.
And, yeah, Long Lost Designs. Check them out.
We think it's a great way to sort of promote our music and get it out there. I think people are a lot more likely to watch a video on Facebook or whatever than they are to go off and go to a lot of effort maybe to download a track or whatever, you know?
Do you think, as you know, as a gigging band today and a recording band today, do you find that, do you still have that kind of love of picking up vinyl, or do you have that, I suppose, the appreciation for all things digital as well? Because obviously that's how you get your music out there, much more so these days.
Probably a bit of both, you know. I mean, sitting at home listening to like something on record's a bit different than, you know, just sitting at your computer with the computer speakers playing. It's not really the same vibe you get from it. Whereas like, if you're listening to music, it's very much something you're actively doing on vinyl. You've got the headphones on and stuff, whereas computer, it's usually in the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably alone as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about the single then, Ken.
It went through a good few different iterations, even in gigging.
Yeah.
It would be one version one week, and then a couple weeks later, it would be a little bit different. Kind of. It took a while to actually get the final version that we have now. Well, Jody, what would you say did it actually about? How would you describe the lyrics?
well, it's just kind of about, you know, we all finished college around the same time, and it's just kind of not really knowing what to do after college,
right.
But, you know, still got a place to go, and that's always home, so.
Yeah.
Nice sentiment, very good. Listen, lads, you're hoping to do some gigs in the near future. That's all in the pipeline, and some more recording as well, I presume.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
We're going to have an EP probably out around around April. We're writing the songs now, so whenever they're done, really.
You're on Bandcamp, and you're on Facebook as well?
We're on everything. I mean, no matter. We're on, there's about 12 or 13 different things to manage. It's pain in the bum. Instagram, Twitter, at What's the Sky, IRL for Ireland, facebook.com/What's the Sky Band. You know, keep up to date with all those. You'll see when we're playing gigs, what we're doing.
Yeah, you can also listen to us on Spotify. We're there as well. You can download our single on iTunes too.
So. Excellent. Glad to hear it. Listen, lads, thank you so much for joining us on Radio
Thanks
Nova.
For having us.
No problem at all. Right, let's play the single. This is Watch the Sky and All I Know on Nova. Radio Nova, this is Locals Only. It's